Hey, if you're listening to this, I will assume you're at least interested in money, understanding the economy, and finances as well. And some of us now want to get the next generation interested as well. So check out Million Bazillion, Marketplace's award-winning kids podcast that breaks down money to help dollars make more sense. Tune into Million Bazillion wherever you find your favorite podcasts. A whole new season is out now. Million Bazillion is presented in partnership with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Greenlight helps kids and teens learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Get 1 month free and an extra $10 when you sign up for a Greenlight account at greenlight.com/million.
Here we go.
We have to get him on tape somehow.
I agree.
Holy cow. Hey, everybody. It's Kai. Welcome back to Make Me Smart. This is, of course, the Daily Edition. Me and Molly Wood trying to make today make sense. It is Friday, the long-awaited Friday, my favorite day of this show. I don't know how you feel, Molly.
So long-awaited.
Yes, so long-awaited. We are not, by the way, live on YouTube today, as you've certainly gathered by the fact that we weren't on YouTube.
We should probably have tweeted that.
Yeah, we probably should have. But huge technical glitches on my end, and we're here by the glory of Zoom and recording ourselves and whatever. Anyway, I am having a beer because it's Friday. What am I doing? Three Weavers. It's the local brewery here down in Inglewood that I went to. I need to make another beer run. You drinking? What are you drinking? You were just finishing working out. Well, you told us. What are you drinking?
I did. I went for like a little run walk because I'm still in my Magoo glasses. So I did the version you can do without your Magoos flying off. I have decided at the last second to enjoy a 21st Amendment Brewery, which is a local San Francisco brewery, sparkling rosé ale with apple, cranberry, peach, and cherry, which could be gross.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm going to own the possibility that it could be gross. Someone left it in my fridge after a party.
Okay.
I'm popping
fair enough.
That open now.
you open it up and let me know.
But it sounded sort of refreshing.
I could see that. I could
after
totally
a little scamper.
I can 100% see that. Is it hot up there, by the way, today?
I'm pouring it. No, it is actually delightful. It's perfect. It's like 67 and windy.
Oh, perfect.
I did swallow a bug. So that's a bummer.
More perhaps than we needed to know. All right. Let's have the rosé ale report and then we'll get to it.
All right. Let me try this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's not awful.
Oh, my God. I can't see you, but the audio was spectacular, let me just say.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Okay. A little sweet.
It's more tart than I expected, and I thought it was going to be more of a cider, but it's, in fact, a beer with all those things, and ale was in the name, so that's on me.
All right.
I think it's going to grow on me. I think it's going to be one of those things where I'm like, I don't think I like it. I should keep trying it, and then it'll be gone by the end of 15 minutes.
And then it'll be gone. That's right. You'll be like, oh, gosh, what happened?
I'll be like, oops, I've made a terrible mistake. Okay.
Oh, man. Okay. Let us get to it. What do you want to do? You go first. How about that?
I threw in a story at the last second because there was breaking news coming in, which I think is probably related to your story a little more. So I'm gonna go that route. And if we get to the other one, then we do.
Okay.
As we were coming into the studio, there was news. I had seen a breaking news alert that it might happen. News that the Trump administration has, as of today, issued a new rule to roll back protections for transgender people in the Affordable Care Act.
Hmm.
This comes, of course, in a week when we learned that LGBTQ people are yet another at-risk group in the COVID-19 pandemic. It is a rule that essentially makes it easier for doctors and hospitals, citing religious or other reasons, to discriminate against and refuse access to care for transgender people or deny abortions. And there was this kind of remarkable, I got to find it because it was so, yes, in... So apparently supporters of the change had argued that the Obama administration exceeded its authority by broadening the non-discrimination provisions in the ACA. In 2016, a federal judge in Texas agreed and blocked the provision. I'm reading from the Wall Street Journal. Mm-hmm. And this was the remarkable sentence to me, saying the ACA didn't extend civil rights protections to transgender people. And if you just take out the word transgender and buy the entire concept that an American law would not extend civil rights protections to people, I think you have the root of a lot of the conversations that are happening across America right now.
I think, especially in these past 18 days, the idea that people should be excluded from, frankly, anything, right? Mm-hmm. But these kinds of protections under law is staggering.
It is. It really is staggering.
It is staggering.
I mean, to sort of, to deliberately, not sort of, to deliberately and explicitly exclude a category of people from health coverage in a pandemic.
Right.
Like at this point, you cannot say that this is not an administration of deliberate division.
So, okay. So I'm gonna make a little bit of a turn here. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So John Bolton, former national security advisor to the president of the United States, has a book coming out, which the White House says is still under classification review. Mr. Bolton basically says, the hell with you, we're doing it anyway. And in the publisher's press release, which came out yesterday afternoon or this morning, I forget, apologies, it says, it quotes Bolton in the book saying, I never knew a single action of this president that was not taken with re-election in mind, or words to that effect. That's something about re-election in mind.
Yeah.
And so what I truly don't understand is as with any incumbent president, the economy craters and he can no longer use that as a thing to run on, how this, for instance, in this moment, benefits him politically. I don't understand that. And you could say, sure, his base, yada, 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 but he's got his base. I mean, as we know, he believes he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue, the president of the United States does, and still get away with it. So right. I don't understand what the political calculus is here. So
I mean, I can only, right, yeah, I agree. And I can only assume that it is ultimately and literally division. Like every time, I mean, that has been, you know, the stated goal of Russian propaganda, for example. Like when Putin attempts to weaponize information in the United States, it is to create division, because a unified populace, as opposed to one that's fighting about its fighting amongst itself, for example, about, and, you know, we've talked about this recently in meetings, who is allowed to protest in this time, who is being more or less discriminated against. If you can actually create divisions in marginalized communities in the United States and get them to fight with each other, perhaps you have a hope that they won't come out and vote for your opponent in large numbers. I mean, that's all I can think, is that divided we fall.
I guess.
But the timing has to be considered.
Yeah. Yeah. Which leads in a kind of a depressing way to mine. It's an open letter by the president and CEO of the Atlanta Federal Reserve Bank. His name is Raphael Bostic. He's going to be, here's the plug, on Marketplace on Monday. Mm. He wrote today on the bank's website an open letter called A Moral and Economic Imperative to End Racism. And he said in part this: by limiting economic and educational opportunities for large numbers of Americans, institutionalized racism constrains this country's economic potential. The economic contributions of these Americans in the form of work product and innovation will be less than they otherwise could have been. Systemic racism is a yoke that drags on the American economy. Yeah, first of all, yes.
Yeah.
Second of all, okay, let's fix that.
Yep.
You know? And so to loop back and close the loop, here's a president who wants to run on the economy, who feels he has to run on the economy. Granted, for him, it's in the form of the stock market, but that's a whole different thing. And so inclusion would seem to be the best economic medicine, mm-hmm. while at the same time being the best political medicine. But whatever. Anyway, Raph Bostic, president of the Atlanta Fed, great letter. It's going to be on the show page, and I will ask him about it Monday on Marketplace.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this is – I hope that something like this, right, the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta saying this is, again, not just moral and economic. We've talked about this in the context of racism, of exclusion overall, of climate change. Like – that's the argument that's going to have to be made, is that mm-hmm. people, you know, they prove the negative. They realize what we have left on the table
right.
as right. a country by not including everyone.
Right.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that conversation. I will listen, even though I will be on vacation. And then I should note, although I should probably preface this by saying it could change because news is moving fast. The plan, at least right now, is for you and Kimberly Adams to actually talk about the intersection of the gay pride movement with Black Lives Matter on the Tuesday show.
Because this is Gay Pride Month and Juneteenth, and we're just, it's all about, well, it's a complicated all about, but it's all about being heard in this moment is what that's all about, right?
Yeah.
Which is a drastic oversimplification of a super complicated thing, and I apologize for that.
But anyway, that's why you have a 45-minute show
It's Kimberly on Tuesday. It's Kimberly Monday through Friday on the daily thing. While Molly, are you going away or are you just hanging around? What are you doing?
It's staycation. I'm having, wish me luck, I'm getting laser eye surgery. Not because I'm a prepper, but it's it was rescheduled from the flames of the pandemic moment.
Wow.
So I am. That's why I'm wearing these magoos.
Because
I have to wear them between, I have to wear them, you can't wear contacts while you're prepping for, anyway, whatever. Staycation.
I thought that was just a misguided fashion choice, but I wasn't going to say anything. But, whatever.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate
it's all good.
You.
It's radio. It's audio. Whatever. We only do video twice a week. It's all good.
Super.
Oh, my goodness. Shall we move on, Mr. Ramirez, if you would?
Help him out, Daniel.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
Also, this beer is gross.
Sorry for you. After a good run or workout or whatever you did, it's nice to have a nice, refreshing beverage. And I'm sorry for you that wasn't it.
You know what? It's for the best, actually, because I'm attempting to. This will make you smile, I hope. My son has started playing Animal Crossing, which is so fun. I've been playing it too. We bought a Nintendo Switch. It's the best little Nintendo game. It's like The Sims or Civilization. It's like a little cartoon civilization building game. And you catch a lot of fish in the game. And he caught a fish the other day called a pale chub. And I was like, that's a little on the nose. Mom's on a diet now. Pale chub. Slightly tan chub. Anyway,
oh, my goodness.
No more calories for
so.
Okay, anyway, your turn.
You go. Oh, my turn? My turn. Okay. So you gave an amazing 3-minute, maybe 2-minute summation of HBO Go, HBO Max, and HBO and what the bleepity bleep 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 the difference was. And finally, HBO has said, oh, look, brand confusion. So let's see what's going to happen. HBO is going to remove HBO Go from platforms this summer. You're going to get HBO Go. You're going to be provided access to HBO Max. HBO Now is going to be renamed HBO. and look, just let me just tell you, Google it. And I find it so interesting that as sophisticated as a brand as HBO is, they boogered this up so badly.
I mean, I'm just super freaking irritated because I had it down. I did the work. I made the DuckDuckGo. And I was like, okay, I understand. And I think I got it. It's like, you can't even start to read. Here's what's changing is 2 paragraphs.
I know.
And it just says HBO so many times. And if you played a drinking game, you'd have to go to the hospital. It is so ridiculous.
Oh, man. Yeah. So look, if you're an HBO person, Google it or DuckDuckGo it and figure it out because HBO is trying to get...
You're just basically doomed.
Oh,
you're doomed.
Goodness, up to speed. Yes.
I will say the literal only thing that I have found to watch on HBO Max is I think an older show that they took and are running on HBO Max now called Doom Patrol, and that's it. Other than that, I don't see the point.
Yeah, a little on the nose, Doom Patrol.
A thing that I am going to do on my staycation is use my staycation to plan some vacation since I am summer camp for my child, as are so many of us parents. Yeah. But one of the things that I found out is that Yosemite National Park has reopened.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But it's reopened in a way that's going to make it, because I honestly, for years, I'm like, I only go to Yosemite in the winter because it's so crowded.
Yeah.
Crowded. And people are just idiots and they're constantly falling off of waterfalls.
It's a nightmare in the summertime for sure.
And now it is operating at 1/3 capacity. You have to have reservations to even drive in, let alone, then there's they've closed a bunch of the campgrounds. All the international tourists, of course, will presumably not be there. And I am I hope I'm not ruining it by just saying this, but I'm going to hop on the reservation system. But I'm so excited to go to 1/3 full Yosemite National Park.
100%. 100%.
Back. Yeah.
And let me not sound all snooty-tooty about this, and I know I was just bemoaning the crowds, but there's a reason people go to Yosemite, because it is amazing. And look, sign up for a reservation, do it in an appropriately socially distanced, time-scheduled manner, but it is something you ought to see before your days on this planet end. That's all
I'm
saying.
You know, it really is. I grew up in Montana and North Dakota, and I am a little snobby about, because like, Yellowstone was my backyard national park. You know, we would go there like multiple times a summer. And I grew up pretty snobby about your mountains.
Yeah.
And then I came to Yosemite for the first time and I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. That's like nothing else.
Right.
Amazing.
For sure. Yeah. And look, honestly, get out of town, do a staycation, disconnect. Life is so hard right now for so many reasons.
And don't feel bad about it. Take care of your family and yourselves. Yeah. Seriously. I went for a run in the middle of the day. It was great. I would do it again. Wait, I will.
You will. It's not worth
tomorrow.
It. All right. Fair
anyway,
enough.
Yes, that's it for us. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. I will miss you, but I know that you're in great hands with Kimberly because she's just a star.
For
it's
sure.
It's going to be a great 100%.
Week. 100%. We've got those links that we talked about on our show page. Go to makemesmart.org, click on the episode you're looking for. Send us your questions, if you would, please, and comments and critiques, although be gentle because we're sensitive. Voice memos, we love voice memos. makemesmart@marketplace.org. I will see you next week with Kimberly.
Speak for yourself, man. I got dinosaur skin. I've been on the internet for 20 years.
I'm a dog. Never read the comments.
Make Me Smart is produced and directed by Sam Anderson. Our digital producer is Tony Wagner. Our senior producer is Jody Becker. Ben Hethcote is our video producer. Our video intern is Ethan Peretz. Erica Phillips writes our newsletter and our smart speaker skill.
Daniel Ramirez drove today. Theme music was composed by Ben Talladay. And Daniel, the executive director of On Demand, is Sitar Nieves. The senior vice president and general manager is Deborah Clark. I will tell you, I was down in the Marketplace studios today because of the aforementioned equipment failure.
Yeah.
It was weird to see everybody's offices, like, closed, but, like, yellow stickies all over the place and stuff on the desk. It was just weird.
So weird.
It was a little dislocated.
It's like a time capsule.
Yeah.
Weird.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.